BPMO podcast, where we are currently walking through John C. Maxwell's book called Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. Go pick up a copy. You want to be a good leader. It's a great place to dig in. We are joined by none other than the absolutely spectacular David Helps,
the chief of staff over at the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Project Management Office. Mm-hmm. I think if I say that enough times, I'm going to summarize.
Well, you just alphabet soup. COS, PMO, DHHS.
we'll do this. So today, we're talking about the indispensable quality of leadership, which is vision. So without vision, what do you have, right? So we have our outline here. So before we jump into the outline, I'm going to let you introduce it. I know we didn't plan on this, but this is the best way to do it, right? It's supposed to be live and catching you off guard. So in your words,
yes,
what does that mean, vision?
Vision is setting out a clear roadmap, right, of where we are, where we want to go, and identification of some of the situations or issues that you might find on the way. I mean, obviously, can't think of any, all of them right on day zero, right, day one. But those that you do know, go ahead and put them on the roadmap. It is setting out and laying out for everybody to understand why we're going there, what is the values and the beliefs that are leading us there. Mm-hmm. And that vision allows everybody to kind of feel like part of it, right? We want to see, you want to show the landscape, not just the road, right, but the landscape.
And we don't spend very much time on this in organizations. Definitely, well, in my experience, and I'll speak definitely for myself, I don't spend a lot of time talking about the vision of a project.
Yes.
When I read this chapter, I was like, okay, I got to make some changes in how I manage projects, because there are a lot of people who, you know, they're just doing what they otherwise consider a mundane task.
Correct.
But they don't see how it connects into the greater vision. Well, and that's my fault.
your vision of for that project, mm-hmm, is the road, right? Your project is a small component, yeah, of the organization's vision, right? Yes. So that project is could be the road, could be the trees, could be the field over here. You're in each individual project has its own vision, but that vision for each project really should rely heavily on that larger vision that should have been provided by the leadership of the organization or the company or the agency or whatever.
Because we don't do projects just because it's fun, right?
Oh, yeah, no. Although some people try to.
and it's a lot of this chapter talks about how you have the difference between a leader and a follower, mm-hmm, is discovered in vision.
Yeah.
He makes the case for it. And so saying there is no task too small. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no task that's just being done just, mm-hmm, for whatever. And so there's a couple quotes in here. You kind of already hit on the first one, even though, you know, we didn't read it, but
yeah,
it is. So vision gives significance to otherwise meaningless details in your life.
Yeah.
Right. My wife is always on me about make the bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Make the bed in the morning. And I refuse now on principle. Because I tend to think, oh, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see there's this speech given, mm-hmm, by some Navy SEAL commander,
yes,
or something.
I was just going to say it.
You've seen this speech?
No, literally, that speech is why I started making my bed every morning. Yes. Well, my wife asked me, she was like, why all of a sudden are you, it's like every morning, that's like, you got to get up, you got to, and I told her about the speech, and I told her about how well laid out that speech was, setting, how that alone can set the tempo for the rest of your day.
Yes. and this leads, well, let me not get too far ahead of the outline, because I'm going to tell you, it's a very interesting topic. So for those who haven't heard it, there's a few varieties of this.
Yes.
But it's a Chinese proverb.
Yes.
And some people break it down even further. They go all the way back to the apprentice of the blacksmith, and it goes there. But basically, it goes like this. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. They're talking about a horseshoe, by the way. So for want of a nail, the shoe was lost. And for want of a shoe, the horse was lost. And for want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. And for want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. Because you didn't make your bed.
Yep. That's right.
For want of a made bed, you know. But it kind of goes into one, no details mundane. If there's a task on your project schedule, it's there for a reason, and it's important. And if you can delete it and you don't need it, why have it there to begin with?
Yep.
So I think that's a good one to keep it in there. But he talks about this from the point of view of what makes, or a commonality, I guess, a commonality amongst all leaders is that leaders can see more and better before anybody else sees it.
Mm-hmm.
So people do the work, but the ones that see it early, and they can one, see it, but they can see it before others, they're in a position to become a leader because they can paint the vision.
Correct. Yeah.
So the question then is, what's the difference between this and somebody just blue skying? They're just walking around with ideas and wandering around. Now, I have a great idea. I see things before nobody sees them. And you're like, yeah, but you see things that don't matter.
Yes, exactly.
How do you distinguish the two?
You have to look at, I mean, we need those, right? We need the blue skiers. We need the people who can look and think outside the box and just think of all these wonderful things that could be. But then we also need that person who can look at all of that, look at where we are currently, and look at what is the difficulty level or what are our capabilities to actually get to some of those things. And that level of insight can only come from somebody who is grounded in reality of where we're at and what our true capabilities are.
Yep.
And then looking at, oh, it'd be great if we could do this and this, and what if the technology could do, and going, okay, that's great, but I think from where we at today, we can hit this one and that one. And so we're going to make a vision to go in those directions. Now, maybe, just maybe, when we get to those, we can look at the other ideas that you came up with, and maybe we'll be closer now after finishing those to the other ones. But we may get to that point and look at the other blue sky stuff and be like, yeah, that's still way out of reach for where we're at right now today.
Yeah.
And then you have to ask yourself, do you really want to go that route? And someone's got to make the determination of yes, we do, or no, that's really, really too far for us to reach right now.
So this is, I think we're going to have to put this on a quote board for project managers, you know. You have a vision for a project, but it needs to plug into a larger vision.
Exactly.
So when you have all these ideas everywhere,
you
say, well, you know, this is the road. And you said, a project, you are the road.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of, so we're going to put that, as a project manager, your vision is the road.
It's the road.
Not the ultimate vision. Yeah, it still has to fit into the organization overall.
Unless you just so happen to be the project on that, or the project manager on the last project to fulfill that vision. And then the new vision has to be found. Right? The new vision has to be found then.
And he makes the case actually in his book, not to sit on your butt for too long.
Yes.
And you have to continuously look at it, because you can't just go, we're there, and you know, crack your knuckles and we're done.
Nope.
You can take your nanosecond of enjoyment.
Because guess what? Your competitors are not stopping there.
Right. There you go.
They're not.
That's just as good as that cake is going to get, right?
No, they are already, once they get there, they're not going to sit down. They're going to go, okay, what's next?
All right. So there's five questions John Maxwell puts out there that are designed to help us find that vision. So not everybody's very good at saying what their vision is, and it's a learned thing as well. So he kind of basically tells you, look everywhere. And so here's the questions he has in here. First, look within yourself. and ask, what do you feel?
Now, yes.
By itself, probably meaningless. But you could, if you're trying to figure out your vision, what do you feel?
Yes.
Look behind you, which is my favorite one, and project managers everywhere ought to be like going, yeah, is look behind you at your lessons learned.
Yes.
What have you learned? Look around you, which I guess helps you from wandering a little bit. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Look at what's happening in the organization. You came in and told me about a bill that is being passed, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even know about it. It could completely change my whole project.
Yes.
Look above you, mm-hmm. which is a little bit of spirituality here. I know we're not a religious channel, but what does God expect of you?
Yeah.
Whatever you call God.
Yeah.
But what does God expect of you? And look ahead of you, what is the big picture?
Mm-hmm.
Which project managers, I would love to see more of us doing that.
Yes.
I'd love to see more project managers saying, really understand how their project plugs into the organization.
And that is a key, right? Because if you understand how your project is accomplishing those larger goals and those larger initiatives, mm-hmm. then you can in turn let the teams know how each of their little individual pieces are actually accomplishing. So you really need to have the capability to look at that big picture and understand where you're at in your work and how that is moving forward to that picture, because that's how you're going to encourage the rest of your team to follow you.
Right.
And that's really, really what you're looking at. But the five questions here, notice that you're always at the center of that question.
Hmm.
Notice how you're always at the center of that question.
Yeah.
Within, behind,
around
above, ahead of you. As a leader, you've got to understand that. You've got to understand that you are responsible for those that are following you. You're responsible for making sure that you are moving in the correct direction. You've got to make sure that you're paying attention to the dangers or the things that could come out of the woods and make sure that you're addressing that before they actually occur. You've got to look up at what is also directing you.
So right? you're not looking at it as you know, it's all about you.
No.
You're looking at it as the responsibility is yours.
Correct.
Okay.
The response in this set of questions, you hold the responsibility of everything that's going on, which is why you have to look within, which is why you have to look behind you at who's following, mm-hmm. ahead of you, where you're going and where you're taking them, around you. You've got to look at that, and you've got to keep yourself grounded, which, you know, is the above, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, for us, it's God. For others, it's what is your center? And then you've got to take on that responsibility as a leader, and you've got to do the best that you can to make sure that you get as many people following you down that path as safely and securely as you can, and get whatever it is you're trying to do with them accomplished.
All right, and then the way he wraps this chapter up is talking about how to increase your vision.
Yes.
So you have a vision, but kind of like you say, you can't just say, I'm done. There mm-hmm. is a vision, everybody go home, we're happy.
Yep.
So he talks about spending time, ways to increase your vision, spending time mm-hmm. with people who inspire you to dream bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Asking questions to help you see more, not
yes.
just taking things at face value, and developing a vision growth plan. And this is one that I like.
So yes.
I'm going to pick this one as my favorite, and then only leave the other two for you. It's reading biographies of great leaders and innovations.
Yeah.
Because it always amazes me. I see something out there, and it could be something really simple. And I'll give you this example. Uh-huh. Chicken shredder.
Yes.
Right, has nothing to do with project management. Do you know that there's a such thing as a chicken shredder? I've been alive over 45 uh-huh. years, and now I just learned that you don't have to take forks.
Yeah, you
and,
don't.
And separate out the chicken. You can plop this thing on a little manual turn, rotate, and in 5 seconds, you got shredded chicken.
You got shredded chicken.
How did somebody think of that
mm-hmm.
to begin with?
Correct.
Because if I understand their thought process, maybe I can apply it to how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite one.
Is
reading the biographies of other great leaders like John C. Maxwell, trying to get other ideas that force me to go outside of my comfort zone.
Exactly.
Which one's your favorite, since I took that one?
Let's see.
What do you do to, and maybe it's not even on here, what do you do to expand your vision as a leader?
I do think that the first one does have a lot of good merit. Spend time with the people who inspire you to dream bigger. And not just, because when you read that at just first read, you think, okay, well, who inspires me, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But you also have to take that in context of your work that you're doing right now as a project manager. You need to spend time with that leadership.
You need to spend time with those people
that are making the bigger vision, right?
Yeah.
And if you spend more time with them and get to know what it is that's driving them and driving that vision and driving all of that information, that's really a good thing to know, because then that's going to help you start understanding why they're making moves that they're making when they're making it, right? And as a project manager, that's very valuable. So spend time with them.
Very good. All right, well, any closing thoughts that you think you might have in terms of vision, the importance to project management, leaders in general? Mm-hmm. If you gave one tip, one closing tip, we're going to give David the final word. What would be your number one piece of advice that comes to your mind to help leaders and project managers communicate out their vision or to establish a vision, either one?
I think one of the best things that you can do as a project manager and a leader in general is for you to fully understand what that goal and what those initiatives really mean in order to make sure that that vision that you're about to talk about is clear and concise and has an undertone of meaning that people really want to move towards.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks again. So that's going to wrap us up on vision. I told you I'd give them the last word. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us on that discussion. And that will wrap it up for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Have a good day.